Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now for our Sustainable Singapore segment.
That's right. Hydrogen is what we're talking about today. It can be used in fuel cells to generate electricity or power and heat.
Now, from my understanding, hydrogen fuel cells are widely seen as something that's environmentally friendly if you compare it to the conventional fossil fuels, right?
Yeah, but today, hydrogen is the most commonly used in petroleum refining, fertilizer production, while its use in transportation and utilities is also growing.
Yeah, and we found out that, you know, globally every year, over $15 billion worth of hydrogen is lost during its production for refineries, fertilizer plants, chemical plants, and this translates into additional costs and, more crucially, if you think about it, unnecessary greenhouse gas emissions.
So to get you some further context on this, the production of 1 ton of hydrogen gas produces 9 tons of carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that, of course, contributes to global warming.
Okay, so you want to reduce these negative environmental effects, and you've got Singapore-based Divi Gas, who have developed a nanomolecular filter to recycle this lost gas.
Yeah, the filter sustainably recovers and purifies hydrogen gas on an industrial scale, which avoids the production of more than 100 million tons of carbon dioxide per year and reduces carbon emissions. And I can immediately see the positive impact of that.
You know what I like about this is that the company is backed by SG Innovate. That, of course, is our Singapore government's innovation arm, right? Hacks Accelerator, amongst others as well.
And guess what? It only officially launched last month as part of Entrepreneur First's 7th Singapore cohort.
Okay, so we are speaking this morning to Andre Lorenzo, who is the CEO and co-founder of DiviGas. Andre, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for taking the time. So hydrogen gas, I have to admit, I am a little ignorant about this. So if you could point out in my daily life, right, what do I rely on for hydrogen gas? Or what relies on hydrogen gas?
Well, I'm assuming a significant number of your listeners are driving a car right now. So pretty much a lot of them are probably using a form of hydrogen right now just because of the manufacturing process for gasoline uses hydrogen at two different steps as part of that process. So that and even the dashboard that their car's made out of, the sort of like hard plastic you have on there, also uses a significant amount of hydrogen.
But one of the things we were just outlining was in order to create this hydrogen, so let's just get to the core of what the problem was, because what you're doing is solving a problem, right? So what exactly was the problem with producing the hydrogen gas?
So as you guys mentioned already very well, there's a lot of production process. There's a lot of the hydrogen that's actually lost. It doesn't just disappear, but it gets mixed with other gases. And then basically refiners or industrial people look at this gas and go, oh, we wish we could use that hydrogen, but it's too complicated to pull out of the other gases. And usually that's because the stream is too acidic or too hot. And basically my co-founder improved on the technology to be able to extract much more difficult sources of gas, which means that they would have to buy less hydrogen in the first place and they would be able to reduce their emissions.
And by extension, then, I'm wondering, hydrogen gas, that must have a detrimental impact on the environment if you're just losing it out there in the atmosphere.
They tend to burn it, so it doesn't, when you burn hydrogen, it's some weird voodoo magic, but when you burn hydrogen, you only get water. So burning it is actually not that detrimental to the environment. What's detrimental to the environment is that you have to create more, and you create that from natural gas, which is where the emissions come from.
Okay,
so to deal with this leaked hydrogen, you've got this nanomolecular filter. Basically, you guys recycle hydrogen gas. I know it sounds technical. I'm sure it is technical, but in a simplified manner, how would this system work?
In a way, it's actually very simple. What's complicated is how we build the thing. But in reality, it's really like a filter. So hydrogen is a molecule. It's actually the smallest molecule in the universe. And basically, just through raw pressure, you just try to crush the hydrogen through the membrane. And the holes in the membrane is the nanomolecular filter. And you just crush the hydrogen through, but the holes are so small that only the hydrogen molecules make it through and all the other gases come out of the other side. So it's pretty much just a filter as you think of it. You know, one direction comes the hydrogen, the other direction comes out everything else.
Oh, it's a science lesson.
Oh my God. Right. Okay. Now I'm really sitting up very, very straight and listening to this one, because this is where my inner geek has come out. So there's a couple of things here I want to know. How do you exert that level of pressure to be able to do it? And how did you even come up with this in the first place?
Well, I didn't come up with it. I found a genius local alumni PhD from NUS, came out of the local Singaporean talent pool, and he just realized that we could really improve the quality of the materials of these filters, essentially. And I just kind of found him through Entrepreneur First and this local program, and I kind of got to work with him. This wasn't my background before. I'm a repeat entrepreneur, but he really had all the expertise. And the other question, which is how do you exert that pressure? Well, honestly, the refinery streams or a lot of these industrial streams already have a lot of pressure in there, but and you don't actually need that massive amount of pressure, typically as much as low as 5 bar or 5 barometric pressure, which I know is an arbitrary unit for us non-technical folks, but it's actually not that crazy an amount in a refinery process. They already have that pressure there.
Selfishly, I'm thinking about how this system can be used to filter out the smell of durian at certain stores. But that's very selfish of me. Andre, you've done entrepreneurship before, and you guys actually, DVGAS actually launched last month officially as part of Entrepreneur First's 7th Singapore cohort. Wait a minute, didn't we just come out of a circuit breaker? What were some of the challenges that you had to go through?
It was strangely a blessing in disguise, but for us, I know for most people it was not. We were delayed because we actually wanted to have some pilots with our clients done already, and we obviously couldn't manufacture the filter that we wanted to be able to ship it to our clients and et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we were delayed that way, and we had to make do. But we actually used that time to do a lot of sales research and essentially figure out in-depth new use cases. So I was basically 24/7 on phone calls with refineries, with chemical plants, trying to grill them about, you know, how much acidity is there in this very specific stream of this very specific process, and there's thousands of them. So we made the best of it.
Do you have a science background?
No.
So
I'm a huge nerd, but I'm a...
Okay, so I'm fascinated here because there might be people listening to this right now who have heard in many of our Sustainable Singapore segments from researchers, from entrepreneurs who have got behind in various environmental-related tech or sustainability-related tech. And they might be asking themselves, how can I become a part of this movement? How can I invest in this sector? What did you do? What's your story?
I mean, I'm afraid I'm not going to have a catch-all answer here. You know, I met my co-founder. He had all this accumulated knowledge, and then I just started, and I don't want to say studying, but I just started reading everything I could about what was already being done about membrane, and then I would just go back to him when I didn't understand something. So I would say just meet people in the space and just do the research every day.
We're speaking with Andre Lorenzo, who is the CEO and co-founder of DVGAS. So, I mean, just to summarize, I did hear a little bit of it. You weren't so knowledgeable about this about a year ago. You met your co-founder, and through the entire process now, you can pretty much talk your way around refineries and do radio interviews. Is it fair to say you didn't actually know about the problem before you met your co-founder, the problem of leaked hydrogen gas?
Yeah, no, I did not. I did not. Not that specific problem.
All right. So really, meeting the right people at the right time, I suppose.
Yeah, it really was. And then my skill as a co-founder, as an entrepreneur, is what I like to call running at the wall at full speed and seeing how it bounces. So it's about trying to sell something at the beginning that I really didn't know how it worked and learning by selling it wrong. I did that a lot very rapidly. And you got to have the tenacity to make it through. And after a while, you just become very knowledgeable about the process.
Yeah. But I think the point I'm getting at here is when we talk about sustainability, I mean, we have a whole segment on sustainability, but the reason we have that is because this is a huge growth area. In your journey, how have you found the response amongst the wider investment community? I know that you're going to invest $75,000 into the business, and I'm curious to know what that money will be used for, but I'm sure that there's been wider interest as you have grown your knowledge and understanding and talked to more and more people in this space.
You know, Entrepreneur First and SG Innovate invested $75,000 with us, but we've actually already raised as much as $350,000. And really what that money is getting is we have a small manufacturing line at a local location, and we're manufacturing, pilots amounts, so not full industrial scale plant levels of it, but we enough that our clients can, we can ship a small version of it to our clients. They can try it for themselves and then validate to say, like, yes, this is the, you know, unusually excellent performance that we've been expecting, and therefore we'd like to work with you at a larger scale. So that's what our current major hurdle is, what we're working through. But the investment community is already amazingly behind this. I mean, there's a huge momentum right now because both Joe Biden in America, the European Commission have announced massive amounts of recovery funding from COVID, and top line item in those packages is hydrogen economy stuff. It's very easy to look that stuff online too, but there's really a lot of momentum behind hydrogen everything right now. So for us, it's a pivotal year in the investment community for this technology, which was just unbelievably lucky for me. But yeah.
Okay, I just want to pick up on your point about scaling up. I mean, you've got a couple of pilots already running. So what's the plan here? I mean, scaling up around Singapore and then eventually the world, is there a timeline that you've set for yourself?
Timeline, yeah. We're trying to close or finish out our pilots by October, basically.
Okay.
Raising $2 million right now to sort of like get ready for that next phase when we're going to need to do the industrial portion of that.
Right.
Which, that's the part that I know better. More than my co-founder, at last, I get to really contribute. Yeah, and you know, after that, we're going to try and manufacture in Singapore because it's just a really good environment for that, from the shipping infrastructure to the industrial talent that there is here.
Okay.
But we're going to be shipping worldwide. We just build these big skids, we throw that in a container, and then we ship it to wherever our clients are.
So very briefly, Andre, as we wrap this up, is hydrogen the future?
Oh, yeah. 100%. No doubt about it.
Are you
but it's already the present.
We've been speaking with Andre Lorenzo, who is the CEO and co-founder of DiviGas. Andre, thank you so much for your time. Take care and stay safe. Yeah.
Thank you.
Our Sustainable Singapore segment written and produced by Rianne Lovell-Bolin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.